Mahabalipuram to Maison Perumal, a confluence of culture. Once a year, go someplace you've never been before. Dalai Lama. Any traveler would swear to one thing. It is impossible to have a uniform view of culture. What one eye sees is incomprehensible to the other. More so because there aren't any boundaries to it. One way of life merges into the other to create a novel experience, and there emerges a unique vista. In particular, the confluence of two very distant traditions such as the French and the Dravidian is not only unusual but surprising too. Fellow traveler Nisha Gopakumara talks more about this confluence. Bio. A person with varied interests, Nisha Gopakumara is a restless omnivert. She has been in the content writing business for close to 15 years and has worked on various content formats, blogs, interviews, articles, white papers, website content, in multiple industries. She loves writing about food and cuisines, dreams about traveling the world and penning her fiction novel someday. Mahabalipuram to Maison Perumal, A Confluence of Culture by Nisha Gopakumara. One must travel to learn. Mark Twain is a man after my own heart. This truism is the ultimate truth I live by. Travel is therapeutic and opens you up to different cultures and experiences. It teaches you tolerance and gives you an opportunity to celebrate differences. I try to travel at least once a year, just to refresh my frayed nerves and soak in the culture and vibe of a place, and of course to savor some local fare the place offers. A trip to remember. Puducherry had been on my list of places for a long time, the main lure coming from the French influence that the Union Territory boasts of. I choose to talk about this special trip, because it taught me a lot about the rich and diverse heritage we have right here in India. From Indian mythologies to French Gothic architecture, India has a lot to offer, even to the most discerning traveler. Since the closest airport to Puducherry is Chennai, we wanted to make a quick stop at the famed Mahabalipuram that is home to some of the best heritage sites in India. We arrived at Mahabalipuram on a balmy June afternoon and the sheer grandiose of the place mesmerized us. Each of the heritage sites has a story to tell that dates back centuries, and one should ideally spend the day exploring and reading up. UNESCO sites. I remember walking down the road leading up to the descent of the Ganges, also known as Arjuna's penance, and thinking about all the stories that hide in this masterpiece. I was most curious to see Krishna's Buddha Wall, a massive granite boulder resting precariously on a short incline. The tricky rock is in the same position for 1,200 years and has been a site of much speculation and intrigue. Road trip to Puducherry. After a whole Sahasranad meal, we set off for Puducherry. Puducherry is clearly an amalgamation of cultures with both Tamil and French influences shining equally bright. We plan to stay in the French Quarter, where streets start with rue, and give off the charm of a quaint French town. The roads are perfect for walking or cycling, with bright bougainvillea and hotels or maison dotting every corner. If you are here to experience a slice of France, I highly recommend a stay in the French Quarter. Be sure to visit Café des Arts for some classic French fare of grapes and croissants. The Tamil elegance. Even though the French presence overpowers in the French Quarter, the rest of Puducherry shows off its South Indian roots. Embark on a spiritual journey and visit the experimental spiritual township of Aroville. The community founded by Meera Al-Fassa, the mother, intends to welcome people from all over the world to create a sustainable and brighter future. The Matrimander or Golden Sphere symbolizes man's aspiration to reach perfection or salvation and is the main meditation center in Aroville. Be sure to check the shops within the township for some beautiful souvenir pieces. Our journey ended with my birthday at Maison Perumal, a Shettinad mansion from the CGH family, turned hotel, restaurant that serves some of the best food in the city. In this part of Heritage Town, You enter a beautiful 130-year-old Shetty-era mansion with soft music playing in the background. The staff is in classic South Indian attire of veshti and kurta, waiting to welcome you into their home. Dig into some delectable Tamilian fare and then the night with a walk on the promenade. Puducherry at a glance. Promenade. The beautiful cobbled stretch that has the sea on one side and a vibrant nightlife on the other. Plan a visit around sunset, when the promenade comes alive with performances. French Quarter. A neighborhood that bears the charm of the vintage and showcases the facilities of the modern. Cycle or walk down the little streets, or stay here during your visit for a French experience. Auroville. Go on a spiritual sojourn and heal your mind at this serene township that houses the golden Matarimander, called the soul of the city. Aurobindo Ashram. A meditation and spiritual center for internal yoga. Visit this place to experience tranquility, right in the middle of the city. Puducherry Museum. Unearths the secrets and history of the beautiful Union Territory. Famed for housing one of the biggest collections of Kola bronze sculptures, the museum is a history buff's playground. Paradise Beach. Get your dose of sun and sand at one of the cleanest beaches in the country. Old Lighthouse Pondicherry. With a history that dates back to 1836, the original lighthouse was restored as a museum and stands majestically overlooking the promenade. A. Mandapam. Named after the lady courtesan A., the pristine white structure was built during the time of Napoleon III. Mahatma Gandhi statue. Located right on the beachfront, the bronze statue of the father of the nation looks on benevolently as people stroll and enjoy the views of the promenade. I'm sure of the gleam in your eyes and the restlessness in your soul as you read this. So, take yourself to this potpourri of cultures and soak in.